Family, friends, neighbors, all the people of God listening to us this morning. Thank you for joining our podcast gathering, Bethsaida Missionary Baptist Church, located in Mahad, Texas. Thank y'all for joining in this morning, and we so appreciate all of you. We've seen several of you come in so far. And we're looking forward to have a great time of worship and enjoying the Lord and even some fellowship with each other as we comment on the Word of God. So we so appreciate you again coming in this morning. We thank God for being so good to us. We face freezing weather and outages and food shortages at the beginning of the year, but God has still been good, and we're still glad to be here. We're certainly praying this morning for one of our members who lost her cousin, and for that family, Sister Carla's family. So just keep in mind and continue to pray for them. I just want to know that he's still on the throne this morning, and he's still good. He's just a kind of an awesome God, and I'm certainly looking forward this morning to hearing a word of God from Cheryl this morning, and she's going to give us the word, and we're looking forward to a powerful word. If you would, now let's, for a moment, go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, O great God, creator of the vast universe, we again bow down to you and come to you in prayer. God, we realize that we really don't know often what to pray or how to pray for. We are glad that your spirit in our weaknesses makes intercession for us. But God, we just want to thank you for being so good. That in spite of all the events that happened in the last year or so, you're still good. You're still on the throne, and you brought us through. And you're worthy to be worshipped this morning and adored because the kind of God you are. Thank you for being so merciful and gracious and forgiving us and giving us so many blessings that we don't even deserve. We don't deserve the things you do for us, but you do it because you're just good and you're just God. And we know it's your nature to be kind and so generous to us in every way, God. So we thank you so much. Oh, God, but we know we have a lot of brothers and sisters and neighbors this morning that's standing in need of various things. God, and those whose name we know specifically, we can pray for. But God, we just ask for your mercy and your grace upon all that are in our nation and nations around. And God, then as we pray that, we know that God, you're enable us in our own strength and in our own, with our own resources, to as much as is possible be answers to the prayer that we are praying, God, because we truly want your kingdom to come and your will to be done upon this. Bless this time together. Bless Cheryl as she brings us to the word this morning. Bless her studying. And also, even maybe there's things that in her studies that if she, because she's human, she may forget, but bring those things back to her remembrance. And then, God, as she shares even other things, we know that you can give her insights as she's preaching from heaven. So thank you, God, for what you're going to do. We're so looking forward. Bless the bereaved family. And bless all those who lost loved ones, God, as we are coming close to a year of really having to deal with this pandemic thing. But thank you for all the vaccines that are coming forward and people able to have some kind of shield against these viruses and things. And also even for the protocols that help us to know what to do, God, to try to keep us safe. And then, God, even at that, we realize that sometimes we still are contracted, but you just bring us through. And then we pray, God, for all the families who've lost loved ones during that time. Thank you, God, for giving them strength. Thank you, God, for giving them strength to make it through. And some of them are still struggling, we know. But we ask you to continually give them strength and grace and your love and a relationship with them. Help them to seek. Those that don't have a relationship, you seek a relationship with you. And I just ask that you'd also use this time, this broadcast and this podcast, as a time to draw others to yourself. Let somebody get saved. Save a soul. Save souls, if that's your will today. And we know it's always your will to save. As the seed is planted, God, we all look for you to water it and for it to grow. We thank you, God. We know you're going to do something amazing in advance. We put it in your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. We are trying. We're going to try to bring Cheryl up pretty soon. Okay. We see her here now. Well, she can come and bring us the word for the day. All right. Cheryl, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me? Amen. Good morning, church family. Amen. There's a song that we used to sing that says, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. And then I was remembering even yesterday another song that had another verse to that. They said, he didn't have to let me live, but he did. So we're thankful that we're here on today because he didn't have to let us live. If you will, this morning, turn to Romans 12. Romans 12, and we'll look at a couple of verses, and we'll just talk this morning. We're going to have a little object lesson. We'll have a little Sunday school. Romans 12, let's start at verse 10. I think my version is the New King James Version, so it may read a little bit differently. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference or honor to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Those are verses, again, chapter 12 of Romans, verses 10 through 12. We'll just stop there, and we'll try to make all of that come together momentarily. But if we want to give this a tag, if we want to give this a topic today, we want you to write down, put a log on it. Put a log, L-O-G, put a log on it. And that will make sense, hopefully, momentarily. I was just thinking a few days ago about Bethsaida. And a few months ago, how our lives changed. And I was thinking about, and y'all can go back with me down memory lane, if you will, this morning. Sunday morning, you look forward to coming into Sunday school. Sunday school and crispy chicken. Come on, somebody. And then after you had your crispy chicken and you were eating your rolls and you were having a cup of coffee, we were enjoying fellowship in the fellowship hall, doing catch up for the week. How was your week? And how was your week? And then I looked at first Sunday, fellowship. We look forward to having breaking bread. But before that, having communion together, remembering his death, burial, and resurrection. Then after church, going to the fellowship hall for first Sunday fellowship. It was a time of connecting, a time of how was your week? What's going on in your life? Y'all remember that? Seemed like it was so long ago, just a few months ago. Then on Sunday evenings, on some Sunday evenings at 3 o'clock, there would be an evening service. And we enjoyed singing together. We've enjoyed laughing together and laughing and enjoying the pastor's sermons. And we've enjoyed praying together. Some would walk and pray. Some would sit and pray. Some would kneel and pray. Some would hold hands and pray. Then even sometime, even after the invitation, sometimes people would come down for the counselors to pray for them. And Wednesday night, if you remember Wednesday night, it was Wednesday night prayer and Bible study. And I think Papa Hawkins called Wednesday night his charge night. We came to get our charge on Wednesday nights. Then we'd have Saturday Bible study, men and women Bible study. Then we even went to the nursing home and did different things and in the community doing outreach. And we had planned a year, 2020, of some tremendous outreach opportunities that God was going to use us in 2020. I'm just talking about a few months ago, how Bethsaida looked. Y'all remember when Willie Roy would stand up there and Willie Roy would say, when y'all saw the worst in me, come on, somebody go ahead and finish that. God saw the best in me. Y'all know how we miss that. Then you know how Sister Busby would get on Pastor. Pastor would be preaching and he would say, kids, kids, kids. And Sister Busby would say, don't say kids. Y'all remember that was just a few months ago. Then, you know, the choir would sing. They would come in and they would say, oh, we come a long way. Yes, we come along. Sometimes it was an uphill journey, but we come. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that time when Maxine would start singing, thank you. And she would be saying, thank you. And she would say, it could have been me outdoors. It could have been me with no shoes. Y'all remember that, don't you? Just a few months ago when Maxine would sing that. Then y'all remember Aunt Jean, Aunt Thelma, when she'd be singing this, he's an on-time God. She would throw her hands up, and sometimes she'd walk all out the choir stand. Y'all know what I'm talking about. She'd walk all out the choir stand saying, he's an on-time God. And then we would say, yes, he is. It was just a few days ago. Then we moved from that to a shift. We started having separate, we had to separate, is a better word, doing our service times and put the chairs differently and people sit in their bubbles, and he had plexiglass and we had small groups and we had masks, and we started in the sanctuary, and then we moved to the fellowship hall. Then we went to drive through and then podcast, and then no Bible study for the men, but no Bible study for the women. But then we switched to Thursday night Bible study by phone, and that's still available to us. Then we went to virtual. We had even had a virtual business meeting. My goodness, it was just a few months ago. And it appears that we had to just keep shifting and shifting. But we were before that, we were what Proverbs 27 and 17 says, iron sharpens iron. We were sharpening each other. You know, it's impossible for one tool to sharpen itself. And so as we were sharpening each other, we were iron sharpening iron, two pieces of iron. Sunday morning would do that for us in the nursing home and Bible study and the choir singing. We were even like Hebrews 10 when it says spur one another toward good works, toward love and good works. Y'all know we were doing some great things, and we were it gave us fire to come together. It charged us up, Papa said. And I was looking at my, as I was studying, I said, you know, some things were just not meant to be warm. some things just don't taste good warm. They just taste better hot. Some things just don't go over well when they're not hot. Well, I was just thinking about Gabriella the other day. She came in. I think she stopped by Whataburger to get her a hamburger. And she came in from Whataburger, and she was upset because, number one, she didn't get good customer service. And number two, her burger needed to be heated up. Y'all didn't hear me. A burger, if you ever had a Whataburger hamburger, you know it don't taste good when it's cold. Gabriella was upset that she had just got a fresh burger and it was warm, wasn't even really warm, and that she had to reheat it. That some things just weren't meant to be warm. They just don't taste good warm. Well, y'all remember Miss Clara? Miss Clara on the War Room movie? Miss Clara asked the little lady, she said, how's your prayer life? And she said, well, you know, she asked me, do you know the Lord? Well, y'all know the Lord. You know, we all know the Lord. She said, oh, okay. Was your prayer life hot or cold? And she said, well, you know, I wouldn't say it's hot. I really wouldn't say it's cold. You know, it's somewhere in the middle. It's somewhere in the middle. Miss Clara said, oh, okay. Miss Clara brought, say, would you like some coffee, baby? She said, yes, ma'am. She came in and I brought her some coffee. And Miss Clara handed her some coffee. And Priscilla started drinking her coffee. And she said, Miss Clara, you like your coffee room temperature? She said, oh, no, mine is hot, baby. Because you know what? Some things weren't meant to be warm. They meant to be hot. Even believers, some things weren't just meant to be warm. They don't taste good warm. They don't go over well warm. Even a believer, every now and then, I was looking over our few months of how where the Beth was and where the Beth is now. And I said, we got to check our temperature today to make sure we haven't lost our fire. I just came to ask a few questions today and I'm done. Do we still have our zeal? Do we still have our passion? Is somebody today saying, help, Sister Williams, my fire just won't stay lit? It was lit when we had Wednesday nights. It was lit on Sunday school when Julie Kirvin would start Sunday school. But for some reason now, my fire won't stay lit. That's what we're looking at today. And it's happening. This is not a condemnation sermon. This is just our reality. We have not been able to touch each other. We've not been able to hug each other. Every time we went and came at 3 o'clock, guess what? We kept putting a log on it. We kept putting that building, that fire. We went to the nursing home. We kept putting fire on it. Every time we did those things, it put a log on it and it kept us on fire. We had passion for God's word. We were passionate people, but something has cooled our fire. Well, look at Romans 10:12. We just read it. And that's what we were trying to do. We were trying to live out this Romans 10:12, kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love in honor, giving preference to one another. That looks like Bethsaida right there. We were fleshing this thing out. We were doing life together, y'all. This really means, if you study this, that fellow believers, they felt at home with each other. Doesn't that sound like Bethsaida? We were familiar with each other. We had deep bonds for each other. We still do. We were connected as a family. These were deep family connections. We had roots. This kind of love for the brethren in the faith was the same kind of love that you have for brethren in the blood. We showed the reality of what it meant to have a new life in Christ. We were showing God's love all the time, honoring one another. It also says that another version, if you study and read it, it says, can you outdo one another in showing honor? We were trying to outserve each other, outdoing one another. We were like siblings. You know how much problems we gave Willie Roy. We always teased him because we were siblings. The blood binds us together. When we came to church, we were not alone. This magnified to me. This magnified to me the importance of understanding what the church really is and was, because now we miss it. We had a body. Bethsaida had a body of believers. We were family. We sought each other out. Sunday morning, we're looking for each other. Where is so-and-so? Why is she running late? We sought each other out. It was a tender affection. Can anybody say amen? It was a tender affection. We were devoted to, that's what the Bible just said. We were devoted to one another. It was value placed on Sunday morning. It was value placed on the crispy chicken. It was value placed on our conversations. It was value placed on us praying for one another. Somebody would say, I got a prayer request. It was value. We took it serious to pray for one another. Oh, it was more than socializing. We wasn't socializing. It was a visual display of God's love for us and our love for each other. We actually had a genuine appreciation and admiration for it. Is anybody missing the church? I don't mean the body of Christ. I'm talking about, is anybody missing their Bethsaida church? We've had some cooling influences that perhaps have cooled off our fire. Well, I want to reconnect us back today. Look at verse 11. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. It talks about there, and we're going to connect this together with verse 10. Don't lose your fire. That fervent in spirit is really talking about, make sure you keep your spirit at a boiling point. If you ever boiled eggs, or you're going to boil some potatoes and you see that water begin to bubble, that's the boiling point right there. So I just thought we'd spell out the word log. We're going to say, in order to keep our fire, let's live connected to fire folks. Come on. That's verse 10. We're going to stay connected. We're going to make it L though. Live connected to fire folks. It will help you maintain your fire. Let me say this to you. No man ought not ever be surprised when our life begins to collapse and we insist on living by ourselves, living alone. No man should, no woman should ever be surprised when we try to do life without fire folks. Believers, we need fire folks in our life. People who are boiling for God. People who still have their zeal for God. Who stay close to the heat. People who are passionate about Sunday school, passionate about Bible study, passionate about doing outreach. We want to live connected to fire folks. Y'all remember last week at that snowstorm, people had their fireplaces on and all kinds of things all through the neighborhood. And what I was looking at last week was, I said, every time people had their fire on, they had to go find some wood, right? Had to go find some wood so that they could keep the fire aflame. Let me say it this way. I think the facts would say it this way. The more firewood you add on to a fire, it keeps it burning. Right? And so that's what verse 10 was saying. If you don't have that kindly affection and brotherly love, that connection, if one of those woods, if you've seen the fireplace, I've seen it before, one of those woods fall away from the fire, guess what? It slowly stops burning. Have you ever seen that? All the woods got to stay close together. All the woods got to stay close together if it's going to burn, because what you got will rub off on me, and what I have will rub off on you. Verse 11 says, don't be lagging in diligence. Don't be lacking in zeal. One version says, never be lacking in zeal. Keep your spirit fervent, serving the Lord. Don't get lazy. I hear Maya in my head saying, don't get comfortable. Don't let your zeal subside. Don't get lazy and don't get comfortable. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just saying I experienced a little bit of that in the last few months. And I don't believe I'm alone. We have had something interrupt our fire. There's been some cooling influences. I don't have to name them. You know what's happened in the last few months. There's a whole lot of things that have happened that have caused discouragement. Even watching the news, you want to cut it off. And sometimes our enthusiasm, our excitement has dwindled. And I'm saying today, we got to put a log on it. We've lacked ambition sometimes. Maybe you were slow to respond, slow to feel. You got a text that pray for me. You like, I'll get around to it. You know, we've neglected sometimes some prayer time during this time. We've got our study time. It's kind of been a little bit off. We've lacked some intensity. Haven't felt really inspired. I told the pastor, I said, you know, what am I going to preach about Sunday? That is right there. Haven't felt some inspiration. I was looking for God. What is it that we need inspiration? There it is. He said, you need your fire back. Well, I was looking at Matthew 24 and 12. Matthew was saying it like this. Because of lawlessness, he said, lawlessness is going to abound. He said, but the people, the love of many will grow cold. Sometimes the worse the world gets, sometimes we have a tendency, the love will grow cold. Then Matthew 26, 58 said, don't be like Peter. Peter followed Jesus at a distance, at a far off. There's some assignments that God has given us. We say, I'm not really excited about it no more. I'm kind of in a neutral state. I'm kind of like, you know, Priscilla. I'm in the middle, right? I can't get fired up like I used to be. Am I still glowing? Do I still have my glow? Guess what? Some of us said, we're ready to feed people again. Come on, Carlos. We're ready to feed people again. We're ready to get back to the nursing home. Maybe that was the point. Maybe we needed to be reminded how special it was. We're ready to do ministry again. We're ready to move on. Do we still love Jesus? Come on, Maxine. I love you, Jesus. We're ready for her to sing that again. We have missed our time together. And maybe that has contributed to our lack of zeal. I'm not talking about sensationalism, just hollering for hollering sake and just being fanatic and being wild and being irresponsible. No. We're talking about a single-minded commitment to hallowing God's name, to doing his will. We had momentum. We were in an exciting place. We were hallowing his name and doing his will. I'm just saying today, let's watch not losing our passion for him, our passion for the work, and our passion for our purpose. I was reading about John Wesley the other day, John Wesley's preacher. And he said, they asked him in an interview, why do so many people come hear you preach? Why do so many people come? I mean, you bring a crowd when you come to preach. And he said, I don't know why they come. He said, I just set myself on fire and people just come to watch me burn. y'all got to catch that. He said, I just catch myself on fire and people just come to watch me burn. And he said, so I'm saying the beauty of that, he said, I just love to preach. I just love God. I just love to be inspirational. I just love to share God's word. I got a passion for doing it. Sister Curvin, she got a passion for teaching Sunday school. And then guess what? I want to say this, throw this in there for free. I say it's a high cost to losing my zeal, because I find myself losing ground. Anybody else? It's a high cost to have low enthusiasm. Because guess what? Sometimes at that moment right there, you'll experience what we call in women's Bible study, you'll get experience some kryptonite. Uh-oh. Y'all don't know nothing about kryptonite. Kryptonite is the thing that takes your strength. When you used to hate some things you would never do. My question today, do you still hate sin? And the effects that sin has on the world today? That's why we got Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter and all these lives matter. Sin is alive and well, but we got to be careful when we start losing our zeal. We'll get that kryptonite spirit, and you finding ourselves doing things, looking at things, watching things, listening to things. Guess what? That take our strength. That take our zeal. I hear Maya saying, don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable. You'll find yourself in a shallow rut. And then we'll be like Revelation 3:16 said, we'll be lukewarm. Jesus said, you know, I wish you'd be one or the other. I don't mind if you were cold, and I don't mind if you were hot. But I got a real problem with you being lukewarm. I'm struggling with the fact that you're in the middle. He said, put a log on it. Put a log on it. Well, that's our L. L is living connected to fire folks. Well, what is O, Sister Williams? Well, here it is. We talked about not being lagging in diligence and not being excited about our Bible time, not being excited about serving the Lord and helping people. Our church still been helping people, y'all. We've been sitting at home still helping people, still helping folk that need going through rough times and difficult times, because that's what we do. Still been helping. Don't lose your fire for helping. Don't lose our fire, Bethsaida, for being visible, in the community. We're in the community for the community. We're in that city for the city. Well, I like how verse 11 says it. One verse, I think in King James, said, keep your spirit fervent. I like how it says that, because that means you got to own it. That's what O is. O says, own your own heat. I don't mind for the pastor to preach for me. I don't mind getting a sermon from the pastor. He said, but the passion, wait a minute, you got to own your own heat. We got to be aware of neglecting the thing that God has given us that gives us life. Peter said, your very words are life. He said, where shall we go, Jesus? Your words are life to us. You got to watch that passion shift. Am I still satisfied with God? Do I still have my passion for my walk with God? Do I still have, because when you have that passion, it's a focused energy. We were focused on the nursing home, focused on transitional housing. Do I still have my passion for it? But when I start to lose my heat, sometimes I feel like I'm regressing. Have you ever felt like you're regressing? You feel like you're going backwards. You lose your mastery of your emotions. You know, you couldn't control your emotions. You're up and you're down. You're up, you're angry today, you're sad. You're up and you're down. Has your serving the Lord a flatline? There are many Christians who are doing nothing right now. But guess what? There are no Christians who have nothing to do. I'm going to say that again. There are many Christians doing nothing, but there are no Christians who have nothing to do. Oh, it's plenty for us to be doing right now. But something has shifted in our passion. The thing that we needed to grow into Christ-likeness, that thing, he said, you've turned down the heat. You got to own it. You got to own it. Oh, it's not my mother. It's not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I know I haven't been at the church, God, but you are in me. It's the God in me. Greater is he that's in me. God, my passion has shifted. I got to own it, Father. Guess what? I got some sin I haven't been confessing, maybe. I haven't been in my devotional time too much. I got to own my own heat. Maybe that's why the heat's not there. I've been living in the middle. I've been compromising on some things. Some things I shouldn't be watching, listening to. You know how we do it. Saying slips. Oh, I made a slip. Compromise in the middle. I got to own my own heat. That's own my own heat. My prayer life has become lifeless and lame. I've become isolated from the group, from the Bethsaida. I don't feel attached. I've become detached from the fire folk. I've forgotten that he's my Lord, that he's my master, that he's ahead of my life. Give it honor to God who's ahead of my life. I need him to rekindle me. I need to be reminded that I'm the Lord's servant, like Luke 1, like Mary said. Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. Behold, I am the Lord's servant. I'm your maid servant. I've forgotten that I've been bought with a price. Maybe I forgot that I sung that song, said withholding nothing, and I've been holding some stuff back. I remember talking about this before. We went on this little break about surrendering. Hold it to the master's will. Have I really been surrendering to his will? Maybe I've been spread too far apart. You know, that fire won't work too good if you spread the wood apart. You can have the wood spread too far apart that the fire won't catch on. Maybe we need God today to revive our spirit. That's what today's all about. It's about reviving us. We're not condemning anybody. We don't want anybody to walk in guilt, but we want to say, Lord, we're owning that we have contributed to not having our heat. We want you to revive our spirit. We want you to touch us afresh. We want to be even like Jesus said. Jesus said, when they were asking him about going to eat, and Rabbi, you want to eat? And y'all remember that in John 4? And they were all focused on something that wasn't even important. They had lost their heat. And Jesus would say, okay, let me help you. Now, don't get it twisted. My food is to do my Father's will and to finish his work. That's my meat. My meat is to do the Father. He hadn't lost his zeal. He said, I don't know what y'all distracted by, but I am focused. He said, I have put a log on it. I know what I'm supposed to do. He said, but I want us to say today, just think about it. It's just something to think about. We got to make a difficult decision today. Do I need to change directions? Is it time for me to make a pivot? Because maybe I've been neglecting some things that I need to grow into Christ likeness. Maybe it's me. I gotta own it. It's my old. I've gotta own my own. Keep your spirit boiling when you're serving the Lord. Well, let's go on to verse 12. God, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Well, I got excited right there on that rejoicing in hope. I said, rejoicing in hope. I said, wait a minute. Our whole salvation experience has been about hope. Do you know there were people who didn't have hope for us? There were some people who didn't even have hope for us. Okay, I'm going to say it to you a different way. Some of us didn't even have hope for ourselves. Okay? Rejoicing in hope. We understand something about hope. We were saved by hope. We were saved in hope. Our hope is like an anchor. Without no hope, it was no reason to get up this morning. We were cheerfully serving God some months ago. He was the reason for our hope. He was the reason for our joy. We had an inner well-being. Y'all remember that? We were glad and delighted. Guess where? On the inside. It wasn't emotional. I'm talking about it was a state of mind. Can y'all think back? When you drove up to the parking lot, it was a state of mind. Y'all remember that? It was a benefit. It seemed like a privilege just to be a Christian. It is. It's a benefit to know God. The pastor always said that. You know, this thing come with a benefit package. We get to rejoice in hope. That's a good payment plan there. That's a good benefit plan there. But I'm not saying, but this is what Paul is saying now. Paul's not trying to downplay people that have real painful experiences. I'm saying we've had some genuine painful experiences, come on, in the last few months. I'm saying life can be unpleasant. That's what I'm saying. But we're saying right here, he said, rejoice in the hope of the answer to the question. We can be patient in tribulation, and we have to continue steadfast. One version said continue constant in prayer. The prayer connects us to the Father. The prayer connects us to the heat. The prayer helps us to be steadfast. The prayer helps us to be patient in suffering, in tribulation. The pastor did a whole series on that. I don't need to re-preach that. We cannot persevere without the prayer. There is no strength without the prayer. I will literally give up and give out if we don't have the prayer. The prayer connects us to the fire. Well, we almost done. Romans 12 and 12. What's my Jesus, the way you said, L? Live connected to fire, folks. O, I got to take responsibility. Own my heat. It's my responsibility to get in that word of God. It's my responsibility to own my heat. What's my G? Well, the G is real simple. It's just get back in there. Get back in the fire. That's what our G is today. Greater is coming, but I got to get back in the fire. It won't be like this always. You got to get back in the fire. If you get in some good heat, it's some gains in good heat. I'm telling you, I heard people last week, some of my clients, they had a fireplace and they said, "Ooh, Miss Williams, it was dark in our house, but that fireplace, because we had some wood, gave out some good heat." Well, we were glad for the first time we had that fireplace, because we hadn't used that fireplace in years. But they said that fireplace gave out some good light. It gave out some good heat. Guess what? It was useful. In a time when they needed it the most. It created warmth. They said we had on our clothes and blankets, but we all got close to the fireplace. I heard some of my people say that last week. They loved it. They fireplace. They were texting friends in Houston. Different ones were saying, "Got my fireplace on." And guess what? It even was good for it. Some people were even able to warm some food up by the fireplace. Not only were their feet warm, but their food was warm. Woo, did y'all see that? The fire has some gains. The fire got some benefits, not only to you, but to other people. The fire shifts the atmosphere. And I'm saying, before we get back in the building, we got to shift that now. Hope, tribulation, prayer. Get back in there. This right here, this putting the log on it, helps us to do what? Gain our ground. We got to hold our ground. We got to persevere, y'all, through this time right here. We got to wait calmly for the Lord to work out his purpose. Anybody been waiting, but you haven't been waiting calmly? We got to wait calmly for him to work out his good and our good. We got to wait. So you know what tribulation can do? Tribulation can squeeze you. It's like being squeezed and crushed. What's that song Jordan sing? Pressure, pressure, pressure. We've had some pressure, pressure, pressure. We felt like we've been squeezed, like we've been crushed. But I'm saying to you, we're going to gain some ground. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. We're going to gain some ground as a church. We're going to gain some ground as believers if we stay devoted to the prayer. Devoted to what? What causes us to keep our fire? We got to stay devoted to that thing. When a woman or a man or a child, a boy or a girl ceases to pray, guess what we do? We rob ourselves of the strength of the Almighty God. That's our whole Bible study we had in Bible study last month for the women. You rob yourself of having access to the Almighty God. If I'm not seeking God's wisdom or guidance about a situation, I am robbing myself, wow, of the strength, of the guidance, of the wisdom of an Almighty God. We've done this before. Don't make another move without him, as Julie Kirvin would say. We've already made enough moves without him. I'm saying prayer will guide the way, because he knows the way we take, Job said. So we got to get back in there. We got to get our fire back, y'all. We got to get our fire back in there. We got to get back in there. We got to get all out. And I just thought about that. Whenever that time comes, when we all get back in there. I know that song said when all God's children get to heaven. But I'm talking about when we all get to get back into the sanctuary, back into seeing each other again, back to Crispy's chicken. Y'all don't hear me. Back to Crispy's chicken. Back to how was your week, Ronnie? How you been doing? What happened at state school? How y'all doing over there? When we get back to that each other again, all those logs coming back together, what a fire is going to take place in that church. And that same fire ought to be replicated in the community. Okay, I'm going to say it to you again. When we get back, all the logs get back in motion, get back in place, get back on purpose. We ought not just burn up in the building. Okay. But there ought to be a burning in the community when we get back to what we know, okay? Because guess what? We have gotten dissatisfied with this reality. We're here, but we're tired of this. Okay, we're ready to move on. But guess what? We are reconnecting with the fire. If you got to FaceTime somebody, Bethsaida, you better go ahead and FaceTime them. If you got to text somebody, you better get back to connected. We better stay connected with one another. I love how the pastor's been talking to the saints and the saints been talking to the pastor. And Aunt Thelma called me this week and said, "We've been praying for your leg." And Medea called me this week, Sister Busby. I'm talking about folk that stand connected to the fire. Sister Busby called me and she had a praise on her lips. She was all excited. Aunt Thelma called me and said, "We prayed for you at Bible study, for your leg. We don't know what's wrong with your leg. We just know we prayed for your leg. So I'm calling to find out, because that's what we do at the bed. She said, I'm calling to find out what happened to your leg. Stay connected to the fire. The fire logs was praying for me. Wow. I'm saying to you, a shift is going to happen. Just throw you a log on the fire. Throw you a log on there, baby. And the more we keep adding the fire on there, if we got virtual Bible study, you might want to show up. If we got virtual business meeting, you might want to show up. Whatever we got going on, whatever we got happening, I'm saying to you, each time you come, it throws a fire on the wood. And the fact remains, if you keep adding wood, the fire will keep burning. Get back in Bible study. There's a Thursday night call. Get that number. Get on that call on Thursday night. Sunday service. Get on that podcast. If you miss it on Sunday, be like Sheila. She'll go back and listen to it later on. Listen to it later on. Get back in that prayer closet. You know that prayer closet you made after we saw the War Room movie? Everybody left fired up. I'm going to get me a prayer closet. Has it gotten dusty? Has it got cobwebs in it? Get back in that prayer closet. That's my G. Get back in there. Get back in the game. Coach, put me back in the game. I'm ready. I'm ready to get back in the game. It's soon coming, y'all. Greater is coming, and we're going to gain some ground. Oh, yes. But we're saying today, Lord, I got a little weary along the way, and I admit it. I own it, Lord. I own that. My heat is kind of dwindling. So today, Sister Williams is saying, I got to say, Lord, revive my spirit. Revive us again. God, and let it begin with me. Let the revival start with me. I need you to touch me afresh. I need you to breathe a fresh wind on me. I'm not talking about nobody else right now. And God, if we all pray all of that, we all pray that same prayer. Ooh, what a fire that's going to start. What a fire. We're going to look forward to Bible study. We're going to look forward to Sunday morning. Because guess what? Right now, that's all we got. But all during the week, we still can't connect. You still can start a Bible study in your neighborhood on the text. Look, on the Zoom link. You still can start a Bible study on the Zoom. I love that thing Gabriella goes to. Bunch of teenagers. Bunch of teenagers showing up on Bible study. Okay, did you hear me? Bunch of young adults having Bible study on a Saturday night. Who does that? That's how to keep your fire right there. And that generation will burn, and in the community bring so many young people to Christ that they would never reach probably in the building. Wow. A shift took place. Couldn't be in the building. Now children, young people, teenagers from all other churches can be on a Zoom call talking about Jesus, not gossiping, not talking about the latest fashion. Talking about how to grow in grace and in the knowledge of who Jesus is. Talking about what their purpose is. Talking about how to not be lukewarm. Talking about how to stay on fire for God. How to have zeal for God. How to have passion for God. On a Saturday night, teenagers, God shifted some things. Maybe that was the point. Maybe that was the point that we not be confined to the fire in the building. Maybe that was the point, that we not rely on that place, but the fireplace. Stay connected to the fireplace. You can have fire right in your living room, right in your bedroom. Oh, but guess what? When we get back together, when we assemble together, y'all looking forward to that? I'm not talking about when we die and go to heaven. No, no. I'm talking about in a few days, few months. Down the road, when we drive up and see each other, wow, we'll say, you know what? I got my fire back. You're right, Sister Williams. I was kind of a little weary. I was kind of losing my zeal. I was losing my passion until I started that Bible study on the job. Uh-oh. I started getting my fire back then. I started that little fire, that little Bible study in my neighborhood. I started going to that Bible study on Zoom on Monday nights. I started going to the Vicky's sister to sister gathering on Monday nights. I started getting my fire back. I started connecting with passionate people. God gave us some creativity, didn't he, during this time? Who thought we could have Bible study on a Zoom, on a phone call? Listen to Julie the other night on Thursday night, hearing the latest. We got people from all other churches on a Thursday night call that Bethsaida, the host, involved. God has allowed us, let me say it this way and I'm done, to extend our reach in the middle of where we are. Wow. People that went to came to our Bible study the other Saturday night, women's Bible study, who don't even go to our church. Wow. We saw Greater Memorial, new Greater Memorial. I don't know who all was on there. People from Houston to Dallas, from Fort Worth, just name a place, was on the Bible. Maybe that was the point. Maybe the fire was contained in the building. But I'm thankful today that all we have to say is, Lord, touch us again. Breathe afresh on me. I want my fire back. I don't want to lose it. And guess what? And then when all the logs come back together, woo, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Not when we get to heaven, but we're going to have heaven on earth. Y'all going to get to see how Carla's kids have grown, how Gav has grown. Boy, we're going to be excited to see Jordan is back and graduated. We're going to be happy to see our family. And we're going to be able to connect once more. But even now, we appreciate even our group texts, our group chats together as a family. Let this brotherly love be more than just brethren in the faith. But this kind of love is brethren in the blood. The blood binded us together. The blood connected us. That's why we miss each other, because we are sisters and brothers in Christ. So today we're just going to ask the Lord for those of us, not condemnation, not guilty, who are lagging in diligence, haven't really been showing up, you know, haven't really been excited about Bible time and, you know, drive through church and all that kind of stuff. You can just raise your hand. Come on. Just put in the chat. It's me. It's been 10 months. It's me. Don't tell the truth. Along the way, we got a little tired and we got so over COVID. Somebody said, I'm so over it. I'm so over podcasts. I'm so over drive through church. I want to be able to touch my sister and brother and pray with them again and hug them again. But that day is coming. But I'm saying right now, ask the Lord to revive our spirit, because our spirits took a hit. We want our spirits to be revived. We want him to touch us again. Gabriel's going to give us a song. But anybody just want him to touch you? Say, God, breathe on me. I still love you. I still understand my purpose and my assignment. I still want to work for you. I just need you to breathe on me. I just need you to refresh me. Come on, Gav.
We need the presence in this hour. We need the power sending down. Sending out a rain. We need you, Lord. Just one touch from you, Jesus.
Message from Cheryl today, amen, to put another log on it, keep our passion and our progress during this time that we are not able to gather as we used to gather and trip down memory lane, and we can't, we're just still making progress as we are experiencing our next normals as we move forward. So thank you so much for that powerful, timely word from shared that Rhema word, which is a word that's right there on time. We so appreciate that message, and that we have to keep that fire burning even while we are not able to meet as we used to, but we still connect with one another and keep that fire and stay in the stay on purpose for God. All right. As we move forward to an end, close out thing today, Brother Robert. Deacon Robert has want me to remind y'all, if anybody needs their tax receipt, he has them, and he can get them to you, bring them to you, or meet you somewhere to give you that tax receipt. We know we're running a little late this year compared to other years, and that's probably all my fault. I kind of had them for over a month, but I know some of you online, you got your online. If you give online, those of you that don't give online, we do have them now available from Brother Robert and give them to you. And we just sorry the fact that they're so late. We've been having them around and just not when we have them in church during those meetings, we kind of forgot to tell you that we had them. So certainly thank you for get those. Okay, also we want to announce Women's Bible Study Saturday. What time is that again? 6:30, and she'll send a Zoom link to all y'all that want to be involved. Or hopefully all of you do, so you can share. And, All right, and we'll gradually be moving toward our next normal is in getting back into the building little by little. So they'll be praying about that. We are praying about that now, how we're going to do that in a safe manner. Thank y'all. We hear a lot of y'all to get into vaccinations, which are going to help out a lot as far as coming back into the building. And so we appreciate y'all, and we just hope God will allow others of you who want to get the vaccination. And we do recommend that you get it if at all possible. It's good not only for you, but for those around you and our nation as a whole. All right. We did have a caller earlier, but they dropped off before we could get to them because it wasn't the time that we could take out at that particular time. All right. Remember the Thursday night Bible study call in. That's at 6 to 7. Most of you already participate in that. All right. And hopefully, we're praying. We just looked at the 10-day weather forecast. It looks like there's even a good possibility. We thought we would be able to be there today, and then the weather forecast is beginning to get worse and worse. We don't know if it's raining down there now or not. It may just have been a missed forecast, but we're going to try again next Sunday for the first Sunday to bring in the month of March as for the first Sunday in a powerful way. So we hope you can meet us there. All right, I think that's about it for everybody. There are no other announcements, I don't think. Thank you always, as always, for your generosity in supporting the congregation. Continue to pray for Sister Carla and her family as a cousin passed this week. So on last week, Saturday or Friday, I think. So let's keep them in prayer. All right, we are ready to go. So y'all have a great day. Enjoy your week and begin it by worshiping and staying in tune and in touch with God. Thanks. Cheryl, we thank you again for the powerful Raymond word that you shared with us today to get us back, or to just encourage us back to a passionate following of our Lord and Savior and working for Him. Have a great day. Signing off.